Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And this is the big question now. Does the tenth belong to him?
Yes.
That's the big one. If it's his, then it's not mine. I've said this before, you know, sometimes people don't understand. They think, well, you know, sure, Brother Keith wants people to give, you know. He's the preacher. He's getting a lot of that money. This building is not mine. None of this is mine. None of this is mine and Phyllis's. Did you hear me? If I left tomorrow, I can't take this with me. I can't sell it and pocket the money. It's not mine. None of this is. That airplane is not mine. Those trucks are not mine. None of this stuff is mine. It's the Lord's. Right? I can't put it in my pocket. I mean, people have done stuff like that. They've tried to, and some of them are in jail. And right? I don't want to go to jail. Most of all, I don't want to displease the Lord. That's the big deal. And the thing is, I don't have to. Because I'm blessed. I don't have to steal. But this is the Lord's. And we, you know, everybody thinks that us ministers should be very, very clear on what's mine and what's the church's. Right? How many of you agree? I ought not take offerings and put them in my personal account. Would that be okay?
No.
What about for you? Would it be okay for you? Let me go over that real slow now. We just had the offering here this Sunday morning. Would it be okay for me to go back to the office, you know, tomorrow and tell the guys back there, you know, don't put that in the church account. Just take all that and put that in my account. And I'm going to take that and spend that. Would that be okay? They know it ain't no way that's going to happen. Would it be okay for you to do it? See, people, they want to try to say, oh, no, that'd be terrible. Well, it'd be just as terrible for you to do it as for me to do it. Well, yeah, but there are no offerings in the Lord in my stuff. That is the question. That is the issue. And that's where you're wrong. The tenth is his. Right? Just like this offering this morning is his, it's not mine. The tenth in your stuff is his, not yours. This is not my idea. This is his. This was in the Bible a long time before you and I were born. Right? Or before any church existed. Go back, if you would, with me to the book of Genesis. And let's see this and establish this in the Word. Genesis chapter 14. You know the story, if you've read this, about how God used Abram and his friends and his, we might call them his employees, to conquer an army. It's really amazing when you think about it. How many know God can take a little and do a lot with it? And delivered his kinfolks, Lot and his family and all the population of two cities. And when they came back, verse 12, Genesis 14:12, they took Lot, Abraham's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, his goods, and departed. And then they came in verse 13, 14, and 15. They went out and got them back. Verse 16, he brought back all the goods and brought again his brother Lot, his goods, and the women and the people. The king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Kedor Laomer and the kings that were with him in the valley of Shaveh. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. What are we today? Priests. Do we have a great high priest that is in the heaven, sit down at the right hand of God? Who is he? He's the Master, the Lord, the Christ, the Messiah, Jesus. The priest of the Most High God. He blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered your enemies into your hand." And he gave him tithes of all. Everybody said out loud, he gave him tithes of all. What would that be? What would a tithe of it be? A tenth. He gave him the tenth of everything that they got. He gave who the tenth? The high priest. Right? The high priest. Now you hear people say a number of things about tithes. You'll hear people say, well, now, you know, tithing was just in the law and under the law. This is well before the law. This is way before Moses. Are you listening? And the law, way before all that. How did Abraham know to tithe? He didn't have a Bible. They didn't have the Ten Commandments. They didn't have any of that. They had nothing, no book with anything about tithing in it. How did he know to tithe? He got it straight from the source. Right? He's in covenant with God. God calls him his friend. And he knew when God had delivered him like this, and here's the high priest, and he's speaking blessing over him, he knew what to do. He brought tithes of everything. And he tithed. Abraham was a tither. Way before the law. Now if you turn over a couple of pages to the 28th chapter of Genesis. Genesis 28, Jacob is actually had to run away from home because he tricked his brother, and Esau's laying for him, wanting to kill him. And so he had to leave home, and he's young, and he feels all alone, and he's out there sleeping on the ground, and the Lord appeared to him. And spoke to him that he, verse 15, the Lord said, I am with you. I will keep you in all places where you go, and I'll bring you again to this land, for I'll not leave you till I've done that which I've spoken to you of. Man, he needed to hear that. The devil's telling him, I'm sure, you're done. You'll never see home again. You'll never see the people you love again. Your life is ruined. What'll become of you? And he's young, scared, and the Lord appeared to him and spoke to him. He said, I am with you. I'm going to keep you everywhere you go, and I'm going to bring you back home again. Glory to God. And I'm going to do everything I told you I'm going to do for you. And notice what he did. He got up from that place. He woke up and he said, man, this is the very gate of heaven. This is the house of God right here where I'm laying. Verse 18, he got up early in the morning. He took the stone he had for his pillow and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on the top of it. He called the name of that place Bethel and the name of the city that was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow. Now, this is interesting here. Concerning tithing, you got to make a commitment in your heart. You can't play with it. You don't toy with tithing and play with it. You got to make a commitment. He vowed a vow. And he said, if God will be with me. See, he just told him, I will be. If you'll be with me and you'll keep me in the way that I go. And you'll take care of me. You'll give me something to eat and clothes to put on. And you bring me back to my father's house in peace like you told me. Then you're going to be my God. And this stone that I've set up for a pillar will be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will surely give the tenth to you. A commitment. He's a boy with a stick in his hand and a little backpack. Next thing you know, a few years later, he comes back. He's a man of influence and might. He's got all these huge herds of livestock and goats and sheep and camels and kids and grandkids and hundreds of employees. He comes back. Did God do what he told him? And this man is a tither. See, there's, can you see covenant here? Do you hear the talk? God said, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to be your God. See, people don't understand. They think, well, I don't have any money as it is. And the preacher's trying to get the rest of it. I don't even understand, preacher. I can't afford to tithe. Now, you don't know what you're talking about. It ain't a matter of affording to. You don't understand. You're living on a self-source system. You are your source and what you can produce. And you're living off your paychecks. And your money is precious to you, and you just do what you can with what you have, and you wish everybody would quit trying to get a piece of yours. Oh, tithing. Such a huge part of tithing is bringing the tenth and acknowledging God. You're saying, God, I'm bringing your portion. You are my God. You are my source. Everything I have came from you to start with, and here's your part.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening now?
Yes.
And I have no fear for tomorrow, because you will be with me.
Yes.
And you'll keep me, and you'll feed me, and you'll clothe me, and you'll bring me and take me wherever I need to go. And you are my God, and you're my complete source. And everything that you give me, I will surely give the tenth part to you.
Yes.
What? Acknowledging what system I'm operating on. Did you get this now? My job is not my source. People's not my source. I don't have to beg people or pull on people. I don't have to lie or scheme or steal. God is my source. And tithe is covenant with Him. You know, when we come in here every Sunday and every offering, we hold up our offering and our tithe before the Lord. This is serious to Him. This is covenant. We're standing up saying, God met my needs all this week. God took care of me, and that's why my bills are paid. And that's why I eat good and I live good. Right? How could I not bring His portion to Him? Right? Gives me my every heartbeat, my every breath. Gave me the opportunities to make money. Gave me the strength to make money. Right? How could I not come give Him His portion?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Tithe, the Holy Portion, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102D. That's R1102D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.